Okay.
Hygeia. Okay, Keisha. Okay,
Hygeia. People are
We're
gonna
off
start to
to a good
wonder.
start already. What are they gonna wonder?
I don't know, they're probably already
Oh,
wondering,
I
but now
know.
they're like, oh, dear.
There is like a, it seems like there's a core of people that are staying with us, and maybe it's not
Yeah.
the same people every time, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, bless your heart,
Bless your
'cause
heart. You must
this
be
is a
weirdos
bumpy ride.
like us. It's a bumpy ride with
Oh
us.
dear. So all right, so we're
Okay.
trying to get back on track a little bit here. So we
Okay.
only have two episodes to discuss
Right.
once
Right.
again.
Yep.
And is there anything you want to say to me, Gia? That's usually your line.
I am eating crow. Eating crow. That's what I would have looked up if I'd looked anything up.
That expression.
That expression of eating crow, like, where the hell did that come from? Because,
Yeah.
yes, you were so right. Man, they played the long game, didn't they?
They did, which I know we really didn't think they were capable of that.
No, we really didn't.
And I'm still not sure they pulled it off, 'cause I couldn't quite get my mind around all of
Yeah, I
it.
was like, okay, fire retardant clothing,
I
okay, you know,
know Felicia's in on it. She's at the cabin. So they had this cabin line. It was like way too much. And I watched the episode twice and I was like,
you
I
did?
still
Oh
don't understand this.
my
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what the takeaway for me was Felicia is the winner of
Yes. Yes.
the spy world. Felicia
Yeah.
and Laura, I guess I'd throw Laura in there, are
Definitely.
so much more skill, so much more skilled than
Yeah.
any of these so-called
Right.
spies and PIs that are running
Yeah.
around hanging
Yeah.
out of shingles saying, I'm a spy, I'm a PI, you know. Felicia's got it going on.
She does. She seems fairly unflappable and brave.
Yep. And she brings Thanksgiving dinner
Yeah, I know.
to the
Seems like
cop
she was
out,
in
you
two
know.
places at the same time, but I
I
guess I'm
know.
wrong about that.
I know. I don't, the whole thing. Yeah, I was like, all right. But I still am confused about the necklace and Holly.
Like, yeah, it felt
When.
like she still kind of wanted everybody to forget she had the necklace, right?
Right. And she did some shady deal, or is it a
Yeah.
shady deal
With
with
Selena.
Selena? Right.
Yep. She popped down
That's
a diamond.
right. So
Or
what's going
maybe,
on
who
with
knows, she
that?
could have even swapped out like a fake or something. You know, we're not
Ah,
sure.
Selena's probably sharper than that. I
I
don't
mean,
know.
yeah, like she might have the real one and have given the fake one to Felicia and
Right.
Robert.
And I didn't like the exchange with Selena. Like, what's Selena's backstory that she would suddenly be like, yeah, there's a special place in hell for, you know, like
Now,
that
are
whole
we going to
thing
be
was
getting to
like,
know her a little better?
right, was that, it seemed like that was unwarranted on her part.
Yeah. And also, didn't it feel like they kind of cut into that? Like, it seemed like there should have been a little more leading up to the meeting between Holly and Selena.
Yeah, that was some fancy footwork for us viewers to
It
just be
really,
like,
like,
okay,
yeah,
wait a
it's.
minute, wait, what?
I
Yeah.
know. I almost like,
You're
who
lucky
is.
we don't day drink.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And then I'm skipping now, but then when like Britt was sort of struggling and Selena kind of
Oh,
was like
yeah.
inserting
You're
herself, I
sick.
was
Yeah.
like, who
Yeah.
the hell is she to Britt? And then I was like, oh yeah, Britt's friends with Brad and you know, that's his aunt. It was kind of weird to me. Like I forgot the connection there, sort of.
Did you just say aunt?
Yeah, that's how I say it, aunt.
That's how I say it, and I felt guilty about it.
This is a
For some
safe
time.
place,
Is it
Gia.
okay?
Sort of.
Because when I moved north, everybody was like aunt, and I was like, oh, they're really putting on airs here, you know, like
Aren't you fancy
yeah, aunt.
in
No,
your Wrangler
auntie.
jeans?
Yeah, any Wranglers. I didn't know anybody in Wranglers.
I have
Well,
Wranglers.
you're Well,
they sell them at Walmart.
We won't get into them, what's going on there. okay. But you're a northerner. Why weren't you saying aunt?
I don't know. I also say pecan instead of pecan.
Pecan. I don't know what I say now that you've mentioned that. Like a pecan pie.
Which is all gone, by the way, and I have very little to live for now.
The next pecan pie.
But anyway, were you thinking about Selena's relationship with Brad when she was like sort of handling Britt?
No, I was thinking, like, why are they making us think Victor has, like, superpowers of observation?
Yeah, you know? That too.
You're all sick.
Unless he must know, maybe he knows, he knows everything, right? And maybe he knows what's-his-name, Faison. I don't know.
I was thinking. Do people know that Faison had Huntington's? You know, because you'd put two and two together if you saw Britt behaving.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they made her seem quite impaired physically.
So yeah, they did. And it seems like this is all, like, if that's the Huntington's, it seems like it's really progressing very rapidly.
Yeah. Yeah. Which maybe.
And I would think drinking probably wouldn't be recommended.
It probably wouldn't, but why wouldn't you? I'd be shooting heroin, you know. I'd be shooting heroin. I'd be right on the horse.
You and your horse.
Is that how a manor would say? I'd be right on the horse. The horse. I mean, why wouldn't you? Like, you've got this awful, nothing good.
I guess she doesn't realize she's on a soap opera and there's always a chance that you can be spared the worst.
If you had a diagnosis like that,
a real life diagnosis,
I'd be like, all right, people, stand back, you know.
I'd be doing stupid things.
I can see you doing stupid things, but I can't see you ever.
You have seen me do stupid things.
I have, yeah. But it's been a while.
Everybody has.
I haven't seen you do stupid, like, standard alcohol-related things for a really long time.
I
haven't seen you do that, but oh my God, decades ago. Yeah.
Yeah, long time ago, Gia.
Yeah, I know. Good times. I'm a pretty, like, safe, play it safe kind of person. But if I had a diagnosis like that, I think I would just go ahead and try every freaking thing in the world that I wanted to try that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about drug wise, but general, like, why the hell not?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'd start smoking. I'd smoke.
because it's sexy.
Because it looks so fun. Everybody seems to enjoy it.
And it smells wonderful.
Now you've offended all our smokers in the audience. We've probably got some smokers out there.
I'm thinking that if they're a fan of this medical drama, maybe they understand the dangers of smoking.
Maybe, but I'm you know, in the middle of St. Elsewhere, and they're, like, smoking in the hospital all the time.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry if you're a smoker out there, but it is bad for you.
We are sorry.
Never too late to quit. Anyway,
yeah. Please quit. Yeah.
Yeah, please quit.
I could have been, if I'd roomed with Muffy for one more year, I probably would have been a smoker.
I didn't know how you were gonna finish that sentence, but I guess smoking. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, she smoked, and, like, so whenever I had a, you know, a beer or two, I'd be like, give me a cigarette. You know? And then, and so I probably would have gotten physically acclimated to the program
with
a little more time.
Yeah, right.
It would have been bad.
It would have been bad, Gia. Thank God.
But I'm glad, you know, monetarily and physically, I'm very glad that I escaped that. So
yes, that is true. It's an expensive habit also.
It really is.
Okay. But I also, it really annoys me when Selena acts like she owns the place. I can't stand
how
she's
got a pretty vested interest. I mean,
think like Curtis, like, obviously we're not supposed
Curtis
to be keeping track of who Curtis
right now, so
yeah, he's so lame.
Talk to me about Curtis.
I feel like these characters are all just they're crashing and burning because whoever's making these decisions just doesn't care enough about some of these characters, you know.
Curtis's conversation with Trina,
I didn't get that.
I don't know if I got it totally either, but what I got was that he's like become this patriarchal douchebag.
Yeah, I thought like seriously, did he just say like the
my
king
house,
of castle?
My castle? I was like,
that's gonna work.
Like, oh
I didn't understand. It's like you're doubling down.
You're
doubling down
in like a way that's gonna turn off every woman on the planet.
Yeah, it was baffling to me.
Everything about that household was was pissing me off. Like, from the squealing, Portia was squealing again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, please read the social media, Portia.
And
nobody
also
likes the squealing.
Yeah. And she's just like, they're all just so simple. I mean, like, it's all about, like, pie, which, you know, of course is important to me. We've established that.
Don't be this in pie. You're all about pie.
But that's all I have. They seem to have other things, you know.
I am confused, though, because I'm simple. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last time we visited the genetic test that came back.
Yeah.
The implication was that Curtis was not Marshall's son.
Right.
Okay. And then to this recent episode, Portia was like pushing like, well, Marshall, haven't you ever had genetic testing?
Yeah.
Like, what was she getting at? Why?
Maybe she wants to, maybe she's trying to figure out if he is any relation to Curtis. I don't know.
It was unclear to me what was going on there with why.
But and obviously from Marshall's point of view, it's like, what the fuck? Who cares? I'm not going to have any more kids. You know, I know my diagnosis, you know, it did seem like she just looked stupid.
The other thing they kind of implied, they were like, well, he's never had any schizophrenic episodes other than way back when he was diagnosed.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was like, okay, well, what do you
get? So maybe he's
there?
Not schizophrenic,
right?
Yeah.
Like, why would you? You know, if you're schizophrenic, wouldn't you be having episodes more frequently than once every 80 years or something?
Yeah,
or
you would think so, especially since he probably wasn't getting top-notch care.
Right. So I don't know. I felt like there was something not spelled out for us there.
Uh huh.
So maybe there's more of a mystery, but like why it wouldn't matter. Like it would be for Portia's purposes. Mm-hmm. She wants to make sure that Trina is out of danger in this diagnosis. So if Curtis is Trina's father, biological father, then having Marshall not be his father is good news for her.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Then Trina's definitely, she doesn't have any chance.
Yeah, she'd be in the clear.
Theoretically, of having that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't get what was going on there. But yeah, I didn't like their Thanksgiving, basically.
Portia turns me off mostly, and I don't really want to listen to anything she says, you know?
Yeah, me too. And she didn't when she came on the show, and lots of times she didn't turn me off. And, like, as a mother figure to Trina, she didn't turn me off. But
right. She was a little stronger before.
Yeah. But with Curtis, I'm like, I don't like this side of this character.
No. And just together, they're just like, they've just got one note, you know?
Yeah, they're lame-o.
It's flat.
And he's turning into this sort of dinosaur or something.
Yeah.
Which he wasn't before.
Right. He was like a happening guy.
He was a hip happening guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't, GH, we are not digging that.
No.
Do something. Fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it. We like that you fooled us with the Holly Robert thing, or me. Not my not my partner, Keisha, here. She was like, she was onto it. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I was laughing so hard during the, like, when Holly was, like, on fire, you know, and they were showing, and they were showing Robert. He was like, "Holy, holy!"
I know.
I was just laughing. I was like, "Oh my God!"
And it was also kind of weird when she was like on the ground, like completely covered with a blanket, and they're just like, I don't know, kind of strange. And
poor, I felt a little bad. Poor Mac.
I know.
Yeah,
I understand why they're sort of protecting him, but still,
it makes him seem a little bit of a dullard.
I'm still not, that doesn't really completely redeem Holly as a character, does it, for you?
No, but I mean, I'm hoping that was it, right? Is she gone? Like,
I don't know.
This was all done with Holly.
I know.
It kind of redeems her in the plot line, but I just don't like her. I don't like her manner. I don't know. I feel a little bad because I know she's a beloved sort of legacy character, but she didn't do it for me. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not quite sure. Did Victor bring her back to Port Charles, or did she somehow?
I think so. Well,
with the purpose of getting the necklace.
I guess I don't know.
Because
when did she first appear? Where did she appear?
Like washed up on the New York side of the river.
Yeah, the New York side. Yeah, we were like unclear whether it was Lucy or.
Yeah.
We were seeing this woman being washed up. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't know. I guess we don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if Victor brought her back because he's.
Yeah, I think because he thought somehow she, with her connection to Robert or whatever, that she could get her hands on the necklace.
Yeah, the Ice Princess.
Yeah, which I feel stupid talking about it. But
it's okay. This is a safe place, as you keep pointing out.
But it does feel like it was so like a squandered opportunity, you know, like for her to come back and like have all this like stirred up stuff and then leave again. I don't know. I mean, they've done that before, like with Brenda coming back very briefly, you know, but
yeah. You think Brenda come back again? I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine that either. Or Jax. I can't, you know, thinking about Jax.
Jax.
They
Jax
didn't
really was sort of inconsequential, apparently, you know?
Like, I guess, yeah.
Or it for me, anyway, like, I haven't even thought about him.
I know, I don't really either until, like, sometimes when Joss has a scene, you know, I was thinking, like, Jax
like,
would
that's
be kind
her
of
father.
That she was going to become a doctor, you know? And,
right, yeah.
And he was, like, a convincing parent, right?
He was
compared
convincing
to some
parent.
Of these clowns.
He was a convincing parent, I'll give him that. Mm-hmm. But. Yeah. Otherwise, he seemed to have kind of run his course or something.
Yeah,
like character,
yeah,
which
I
is
guess
sort
so.
Of too bad, but
yeah,
they had him have that one night stand with Britt,
right? Yeah,
which I'd forgotten about till she mentioned it.
I know, I know, poor Britt.
I was like, oh, that's right. yeah, she was flailing.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'd kind of Jax just sort of I don't know.
It is funny how like the those spaces get filled in with other people and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And we did have a lot of different characters in these 2 days. Again, it was an active couple of days, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're pretty malleable, I guess is what it comes down to. We're easily manipulated. Yeah.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
But yeah, it was good. There was a lot of action. I when I was seeing the whole Holly thing and they were explaining in excruciating detail too much, you know, like I was like, oh, I've been had. I've been totally had. You know?
Yeah.
And you were giving him the benefit of the doubt and I was not.
Well, and, they really don't deserve it most of the time.
So I owe you and them a bit of an apology. You were right. I was wrong.
Oh, gee, gee.
Do you like the sound of that?
I'm trying to like etch it in my mind because I know it won't happen again.
Are you getting an image of a crow? I'm eating a crow.
No, you don't have to eat a crow.
It's so painful to eat a crow. Like, they're so sharp. Everything's pointy about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of birds, I had this morning, there were like 18 turkeys right outside my kitchen window.
Oh my
window.
Gosh, really? Were they doing that?
Yeah. Yep. I could hear them. I could hear them. It's like Mr. Waddles was out there.
Aw, that's cool.
Yeah,
fun. We don't have turkeys here. I kind of miss it. We have a lot of these like little finches or whatever.
Yeah, you have a lot of colorful birds down there.
Oh, that's yeah, and cool. Then the parakeets. Yeah, they don't like this particular seed I've got, so we've got these little finches, and that's the main thing going on now. But that's okay. The cat's excited about all of it.
Really. Yeah, it's fun watching. It's always nice to watch the birdies.
It's a good time. But
turkey's
all gone.
Yeah. I liked that Ava was feeling for Britt. I kind of wish there could have been a little more of that before things spun out of control.
Yeah, I
would have
liked them. Yeah, I think they would have an interesting conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Two strong female characters.
Yeah, I did like when Nicholas came up, like right after Britt said he was the last sort of relationship sex she had.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I always sort of forget about them. As I think there were episodes where I was, you know, only catching Hospital maybe once a week or something. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the Britt Nicholas time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't too up on their relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
Was it that Nicholas or was it the
I think it was the other Nicholas. Yeah. I think that's part of the reason why you don't really, it doesn't come to mind.
Doesn't ring true to them.
Yeah.
So what else happened today that we want to talk about?
Well, we had the Sunny Valentine thing, which...
Oh, yeah, that's a new development.
Yeah, I don't know if I care for it.
Why is Valentine suddenly inserted into that business?
I don't know. And I thought, I thought they could have had an interesting conversation, too. And then
they didn't.
They didn't. Yeah, it was like taken away by this stupid new, I don't know, opportunity.
You know, like mob threat kind of thing.
Yeah, and it sounds like Sonny's been painted into a corner immediately.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
So, and Valentine, I don't know. I don't know what we're supposed to make of that, but...
Yeah, I didn't either. What else did we... Oh, the biggie was the showdown.
Oh, a couple of things, yeah.
Nina and Willow.
Yeah. And Willow finally looked sort of
finally looked like she was dead.
She was a little dehydrated and grayish.
Yeah. Quite pale. Very dark circles. Like, why Nina didn't suddenly go like, are you okay? You
know. Yeah. Like,
sometime during all that. I love how Nina is just like relentless, relentlessly a pain in everyone's ass. Like, she Willow totally nailed her.
Yeah. And Nina, feels like she keeps convincing herself that she can pull this con, you know?
Yeah.
And then
she's like, oh, well, I just want to, oh my God, woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
What are you doing there? Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. So it's going to be very satisfying when they have to. Yeah, save each other or basically save Willow, but save Nina. Uh-huh. It's going to be so. And Carly having to give up that information will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's going to be attached to Carly's getting together with Drew.
Yeah.
I don't give a rat's ass about it. I don't want
to either.
With Drew, but I feel like that's going to be the little sticking point between them.
Yeah.
In the same way that the sticking point between Brooklyn and Chase is a stupid, selfish nature thing.
And I found myself kind of feeling like, yeah, good for you, Chase. Maybe it is time to say goodbye.
If she just did?
Yeah, I feel like it's the writing, it's the dialogue, it's not really the characters that made me feel that way. Because I feel like if the characters could speak for them, like truly, you know,
like be the characters that they know they are.
Yeah, instead of like having to conform to these stupid soap opera conventions, you know. Yeah, I'm just tired of all that nonsense, which is the writing. Yeah. It's not the characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And then when I saw Chase and Sasha, I thought, well, that would be kind of lovely if they got together. You know,
you think that's where they're already headed? Like they're.
I don't know. I don't know. Because it looked like everybody was trying to help both Chase and Brooklyn figure out how to repair their relationship. I don't know.
I like the decorations. I like those little frosted trees and stuff. I had some of that stuff on an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
But honestly, the biggest impediment to decorating for Christmas is the cat.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You can't really do anything with a cat decoration wise, because everything new is like, oh, is that for me?
Yeah.
You know, like
right.
Yep. Yep. So even the Christmas tree has to be outside in on the porch.
I see. Yeah.
I mean, maybe when she's 10.
Right.
Like, maybe we'll be able to. I won't care by then. But and the cat is her own reward. Like, you don't need more than a cat to feel good about life. But I do like decorating for Christmas. And,
you do? So I guess it would have to be just sort of stuff that you could like attach to the wall, like flat things.
It'd have to be pretty high up on a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, sorry, Gina.
It's all right. I mean, I love a cat. I love this cat. She's a good cat.
Could you put like antlers on her and she could become the decoration?
Just to annoy her. Yeah. And take some more videos of her. Yeah. I've got a little series of videos going right now of her watching the birds. You've probably seen some of those.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of those?
Yeah. And when the turkeys were outside today, I was like, Vinny, look at the turkeys.
Was he watching them?
He was intently staring out at the other side of the house.
You missed like a hundred. You have cats going on.
Yeah. And the kitty, I had just shut the door to the outside before the turkeys arrived, so it could have been a close call. It would have been fun to see the kitty outside with
just trying to attack them all. Yeah.
I don't think he would have tried anything.
Probably wouldn't have gotten the best end of that deal.
No.
But anyway, yeah. So I like to do videos of the cat watching the birds with songs that say something about looking out a window.
Okay.
That's a series I've got going now.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's see. Back to hospital, Gia. We had some Dex. We had your boy Dex.
Yeah. Like, he is working for Michael, but at what point do they want to bring that, like, to a close? Like, what's the end game there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because it seems like, well, I guess if this new Valentine thing, if he moves forward to that would get Dex right in the middle of something pretty big, right?
I guess so. I mean, there's plenty of things that you could bring Sunny down on already, couldn't you?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if Michael has like set the bar very high. Like it has maybe to be something decisive. I don't know.
Maybe he hasn't clarified what it is he's looking for.
Yeah, and he doesn't. Maybe Dex doesn't have a lot of like actual proof of anything.
I guess. I don't know. But, you know. But yeah, we had some good Dex stuff. And we had a great conversation between Carly and...
And Joss.
Mm-hmm. And Joss looked lovely. Like, I was thinking of my own youth, and I was thinking...
yeah.
What are you laughing for?
I don't. Did you look like what that?
No, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, never in a million years could I have looked that beautiful. Like, how do they make her so beautiful? I mean, she is beautiful.
Yeah.
But her makeup and everything was like, she was like glowing. She was like not even human looking.
It looked quite natural, you know? Didn't it?
It did, but there's not a line. There's not a blemish. There's, yeah. You know, like, yeah. How do they do that? Is that mineral powder?
Maybe. she looked kind of like her skin was much more pale than Carly's, but not pale in a bad way, you know?
Yeah. It was like a makeup thing. That's what I'm saying. No, I never looked like that. But it just points out to me that, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
yeah.
But and also, like, you in your youth, you know, when you think you're like, oh, I'm so fat, I'm so ugly, I'm always like, Jesus, you should be living it up right now because you do not know what's coming.
That's right, Gia.
You have no idea how ugly you're going to be. And But yeah, Joss was luminous. I would say she was luminous in this episode.
It made me sad when she said something like, I don't love anyone. And then
you were like, what about Cam?
Yeah.
That was sad. Yeah.
You know,
so bad news is coming for Cam, but
yeah,
but maybe, you know, I liked Carly's advice of just, you know, like honesty is always the best policy kind of a like,
yeah,
go, you
I don't,
know,
I, it you're kind of annoyed me that she sort of made it about her. A little bit, you know. I thought she didn't need to go there.
About her,
she said something about, well, people will say, "Oh, you're Carly's daughter," you know.
Oh yeah,
that seemed a little weird to me, but otherwise, I thought she made sense. So,
yeah, I thought she made sense, and I thought, is it realistic that again, I'm like, do mothers and daughters speak this way in real life? I'm asking you. You're a mother. Do mothers and daughters speak this way in real life?
No.
Does this happen?
No.
Do you think there are mothers, like, are there mothers and children that can have that kind of insight?
I bet there are. But I never had any conversations like that with my mom.
You didn't? Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little bit better.
Because I never had any ambitions. So,
general, I feel like they're tight. You know, Carly and Joss, like, really know each other, and they're like, my mother was such a foreign creature to me, and I think vice versa.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't have a closeness. I mean, we had like a love, of course, but we didn't have a closeness till I was like, I don't know, 40 or 50 or something.
Yeah, right.
Which is, that's pathetic. That's sad.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Gia.
I don't know. I wish, like, retroactively, I could go back and change my own behavior. And
yeah, me too.
But you wish you could change my behavior or your behavior?
Yeah. I was like, lovely, but you.
If you're out there and you're like, I wouldn't even say that I had a bad relationship with my mother. I think I had a pretty good relationship.
Yeah. But
there were barriers.
Yeah.
Just age gap and cultural gap and whatever.
And plus, I don't know if you were like me, but I was doing so much like living in my head, you know, like I was always like deep in my head, and I couldn't, like, I don't know, couldn't think of things to just talk about that we had in common, really.
I mean, I didn't even see my mother as human, I don't think, or my father, I mean, for that matter. I just couldn't imagine that they would know what I was going through. The all important I was going through, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think probably it's not fair to compare our situations to Carly and Joss.
Well, I guess what it is, I love their closeness. I love it. I'm envious.
Mm-hmm.
That they could have conversations like that. And it makes me think, are there mothers and daughters out there that have that?
Well, I guess they do sort of provide a good example for people who might want to have something like that. They kind of
Yeah.
show you how it could happen, really.
I mean, there probably are people like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I bet there are.
Talk to us, people. If you're out there, let us know in the comment section. I don't know. I think it's cool, but it's fictional, of course. So, and you're saying fictional for you, fictional for me. Yeah, I mean, later, I had a such a respect for my mother, and now, and like it grows, you know, strong. Especially with my dad being such a pain in the ass in his latter years. You know, I think God, my mother was freaking saint. But I just would love to hear if people in real life were able to peel away the barriers, you know, in that, because that's pretty cool. But maybe it's just not realistic at all. I don't know.
I bet it is. I don't know. I think like a lot of things have changed, that maybe lead to some more sort of common
Yeah.
ground. I don't
And
know.
they're as characters, they're so similar in their like fierceness and their attitudes and like, you know, like I even feel like Carly made the connection between Dex and Jason today, you know. And it's like, oh yeah, you're right, you know. So she can see like, oh, I see why you're attracted to that bad boy,
Yeah,
you know.
she's not at all like warning her off of him, you
No,
know, because
not
she
really.
knows, yeah. She knows
She's
how that
kind of,
feels.
yeah, but she's kind of saying like, well, you know the life that would happen if you go this direction. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Anyway.
I liked that she kind of knew there was no point in saying, you know,
Yeah,
you can't
stay
see
away
him,
from
you
him.
know.
Yeah.
Didn't even think really to say anything like that.
Right. Yeah.
I'm thinking of like other parent-child relationships on Hospital. Like I think Elizabeth and her parents are closer
What?
to
What? Oh my God. No, I would never say that. No. Like,
I don't mean like the damage they've done to
Oh
her,
my
but I
God.
just
Yeah.
mean like you sort of feel like they have no idea what's going on in her world.
Yeah,
And
that's
vice
true.
versa,
Yeah.
sort of, you know?
I guess so, but my
They're
parents
almost like a
never tried to
different
like
species.
brainwash me or
No,
reach me into
I
it,
know.
but
And I'm just
yeah.
talking about like the distance between their life and
Distance.
hers, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But like Liesl and Britt, I think they have a good relationship now, and
They
it's
do.
not quite
Yeah.
Carly and Joss, but it's, you
Yeah.
know, getting there, sort of.
Yeah. Yeah,
And
I think
Laura.
like in my defense, like my parents both seemed like aliens to me when I was a teenager, but anybody of that age seemed like an alien to me. Like I couldn't imagine that they would have any idea what I was thinking or feeling.
I do remember going over to a friend's house who her parents were much sort of, I don't want to say cooler, but they were much more, they were
Hip,
interested
they were
in
more hip.
spending time with us, you know, and they'd ask me questions and we'd sort of have these conversations that felt really strange to me, you know. I mean, it was nice sort of to have parents, you know, kind of want to know you and things like
Yeah.
that.
I think my parents wanted to know me, but I didn't want to know them. I was the one being like
And you also didn't
you
want
know.
them to know you. You know what I mean? Like you sort of
No.
wanted your secrets or whatever, you
Yeah,
know.
because I was up to no good, or I wanted to be up to no good.
I know. You didn't really want them to see like the things that you were imagining in
No,
your
I didn't.
head.
No, I really didn't. No, I didn't want them to know anything about what I was thinking. Yeah, and they were just asking stuff like, you know, I'd have like my gay friend Michael would be picking me up for whatever we were going out to see, you know, Taja Gugu or whatever, and they'd think he was my date or something, and they'd be asking questions, and I'd be like, God, he's so gay. Why don't you know that? You know, like, I, you know. And then my dad would get into questions about, do you know how to change a tire? Or, like, Like, it just, I don't know. It was, I don't know. Whatever. I don't know. It's all, it's funny. It's funny to think about now, really. But, I mean, they were the kind of, like, my dad was the kind of parent that, like, we'd be out, my friends, we'd be out in the driveway or whatever, and he'd be, like, blinking the lights on the porch to let me know that I needed to come in. You know, it was time to...
I mean
that's good. They were good parents. They
were good parents.
Yep. They were honest, you know. And they should have been. They should have been a little more on to my brothers, to be honest. And your brothers.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think just for their own sanity, they decided they weren't gonna
gonna try and monitor that activity.
Yeah. But no matter your how brothers. Much smoke was wafting up from the basement.
Your brothers were bad boys, I bet.
Kind of. I mean, not the worst, but, you know, definitely.
Were they wrecking cars and stuff?
Oh, yeah, they did total a lot of cars.
I know. I was going to say, like, just my one brother did total a car. But, and I think even just, like, I think he went through the, like, garage wall or something at one point. I mean, even just that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a famous Christmas where we closed the garage door on my dad's car. Hood. That's a happy Christmas story.
I bet.
Retell of the year, yeah. 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 It was before the doors had like had the sensor to tell them not to jut on the car.
Yeah.
They've just come down on that hood, yeah.
Yeah, our garage had like old like wood swinging doors that my dad had made. Ooh. And I accidentally threw the car into reverse and backed right into them once.
Oh no.
On my way to Dunkin' Donuts.
We've come full circle, haven't we?
I know. I had to go back in the house and tell my mom I wasn't going to go get donuts.
Oh, she was probably heartbroken.
I know.
No donuts for mom. Oh, Barb.
Yeah. Oh, anywho.
Anyway, we're sorry. Parents, both of you, I apologize.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a rough gig. It's a rough gig.
It is a rough gig.
There's nothing easy about it.
Nothing you can really just assume is going to go to plan, really.
No, no matter what you try.
Anyway,
General Hospital, anything? Parent relationships. Okay, we kind of talked about that,
right? Did we forget anything? I feel like
we talked a little bit about Chase in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
We had Dante, but he was sort of peripheral to everybody today.
Yeah, still a reassuring presence, you know.
Yeah, he seems like a solid adult.
But
we talked about Sunny and Valentine.
Yeah.
I ate crow for a while.
Right. Yeah. I guess we covered just about everything.
Covered it. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
so who knows what we'll see tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, so we only had a couple of days. We're kind of off schedule here because of the holidays and everything.
Right. I feel like that whole, Portia, Curtis, Trina thing was just like to fill time, you know, like whatever they're trying to drum up with the like genetic stuff.
The Marshall genetic stuff. Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. And I hesitate to diss it because they, you know, they put me to shame on the whole thing.
I know. So maybe they have something in mind.
Maybe they got something in their pockets that I haven't figured out.
Yeah. One more small detail that was, I thought, sloppy, that Joss went jogging by herself, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't care. Well, maybe she had her... Maybe she had her bodyguard with her.
Maybe, she's got like a car like cruising behind her.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Or like, you'd think bodyguards would have to be kind of fit. Jog with her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you think she's going to like do the dirty deed with Dex now?
She did just show up at his place, didn't she? All
sweaty and breathing hard. They're going to be bumping uglies.
Oh, yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah, pretty soon.
That'll be fun. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Except for poor Cam.
Oh, poor Cam. They're going to get him a new girl.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll
be all right. He'll be better off. They were just childhood friends and they were a stepping stone
for each to the other next.
Okay.
all right Gina.
Okay, Keisha, all right. I'm gonna go see what Hulu's got going on. My old man, he's got the ESPN now.
Oh boy, you might need to get a second TV.
I know. Oh, whatever. Basketball.
Okay.
Thank you, people. If you're listening, we appreciate it. And we'll see you next
time. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, Gia. Good night.
Okay. Night, Keish. We'll see you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.